I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Inside Access with Jason LaConfora and Ken Wyman.
Sponsored by Stevenson University Online.
105.7 The Fan.
Ravens began practicing for their game this Sunday against Buffalo. They beat the Patriots 37-26 on Sunday. It is 5 o'clock on a Wednesday, which means it's time to talk with former Raven running back Ray Rice, who joins us courtesy of the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. And Ray, good afternoon. Thank you, as always, for joining us. We've been talking for a while now about Lamar Jackson and how he's even much better than he was when he was the unanimous MVP in 2019. What are you seeing with Lamar Jackson?
The marvelous. It's just fun to watch him, man. I think, like, when you sit back and you know you, like, I've never played quarterback. I don't ever want to say I've ever experienced having those kind of responsibilities. But just to see what he does on a day in and day out, like, week in and week out, like, it's quite frankly, he's a once-in-a-lifetime talent. And like I've always been saying, I'm just glad he's on our team.
Well, Ray, J.K. Dobbins making his season debut against the Patriots. What did you see out of him coming off that horrific injury last preseason?
To be honest, I think he ran well. I think when you look at it, like, he had bursts. You know, I think they were smart. And, like, you know, I watched the game and managing – you know, his carries and all that stuff. But, you know, the thing is, every game is just going to get better for him. It's just more of a confidence now. Obviously, when you're playing in a game, and it's a totally different adrenaline than practice, so you have to put out that much more energy. And, you know, I'm glad he was able to get out there and, you know, get his feet wet. And, you know, we should get more, like, the more the season goes, you know, obviously, we'll be seeing more of J.K., but it was good to see the other guy, you know, Justice Hill, you know, get in there and do his thing. Like, it's like, where's Waldo, man? Everybody that contributes, like, it could be some, but that's the NFL for you. To be honest with you, everybody's good, and, you know, nobody's on that roster that's not capable. So I think that's the beauty in seeing, you know, guys step in and out and step up. And, you know, you just love a team that has that kind of camaraderie. And I played for the Ravens, so I could be biased. But I remember always having, you know, a counterpart at running back, you know, regardless of what I did. You know, so it's always great to see, you know, when one guy's down, another guy picks it up.
Ray, I know I've asked you about this guy in the past, but it may be even a bigger freak show with him than ever before. Pat Ricard's playing 65% of the snaps. He's playing almost as many in pass plays as run plays. He's their best wide tight end. Sometimes he's the primary. If the football follows him, good things happen. He's also a decoy in misdirection. I just feel like so much of the mismatches they're able to get, you can kind of trace back to Greg's scheme, but then having a jack-of-all-trade Swiss Army knife like this guy, and he happens to be 300 pounds and he can run over you.
Yeah, I think for me, the most comparable guy, and I love him, for me, would be Vontae Leach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking about in terms of physicality. You know, if you remember back when, you know, we ran the stretch zone scheme and we were putting that Kubiak scheme.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And Vontae was with Houston, he caught a lot of balls out of the backfield because, you know, of the ideology of, you know, stretching it out there and him just sticking out the backside. He was doing a lot of that stuff with Houston. You see a lot of that now with Pat Ricard. But for his size and speed and his, I mean, I've never seen nothing like it. Like, I mean, he's one of the guys that I'm biased.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he's on our team because he's something that, I mean, how do you don't prepare for that. No. You know, you just prepare. The scheme is the scheme. But then there's a speed that comes at you, and it's like, wow, you know, you could be in a perfect situation, great defensive call. Next thing you know, you got Pat Ricard leading down the sideline, and the play just busts open.
We're speaking to Ray Rice. It's Inside Access on The Fan. And, Ray, for how great the offense has been through the first three games, the defense, 32nd overall. They are forcing a lot of turnovers so far. But what's been lacking? What's been missing in this defense?
You know, it, you look back on it, right? Offenses are that much better today. And it's hard to not say, okay, they played against the Miami Dolphins. If you look at the matchups this week, I mean, you look at the three teams I'm about to say, the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Ravens, they're the three teams in the AFC that's literally popping out at you. So I wouldn't give the defense too much slack because I know that, you know, offenses are that much better, and they're still gelling. You know, you look at the secondary, you know, as much as you can look at the numbers, you know, I watched Kyle Hamilton make a huge play in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you take that and you take on what they're being able to do, obviously against the Dolphins it didn't happen, but, you know, you come out this week versus New England and it happens, I think, you know, that's a great showing for a young secondary who continues to get better and better in each week. You know, I see
Patrick McQueen. Sorry.
Yeah, my daughter was just happening. I see Patrick McQueen literally almost taking, you know, he almost caught a pick six. So there's a lot of things that could have, would have, should have, but they're making plays. You know, they're making a lot of plays, you know. Even with the injuries, I've seen a lot of guys go down, which is quite frankly football. I hate to see it, but even every guy that gets in, it's not like they're losing a step, obviously. We'll take the win, but offenses are that much better today.
Ray, let's get back to the offenses. And Greg Roman, he's been the target of criticism in this town from fans in years past, but seems like he's opening up that so-called vault so far this season. All these formations, I'm sure you're noticing a lot of this.
Yeah, I think there's – I mean, can't just line up and play defense versus the Ravens. I can tell you that for sure. Like, they're at a point where they're going to score points. Like, they're truly going to score points, you know. And if they score a lot of points, I mean, and like you said, the defense clicks. I mean, that's what you call a championship caliber team, you know. And it's not just a run game. See, a lot of people were so emphasized on the run game, which I do believe you have to have. But I think early on is where you show different things, and then obviously your run game becomes your staple. Because, you know, week in and week out, you know, until you get to bye week, you show as much as you can. You got to put that much tape out there for everyone else to study. And that's the difficulty in studying the Baltimore Ravens. You really don't know which one you're going to get.
Ray, one of the things that sort of fascinated me about this game was, okay, you get Dobbins back, and we're seeing a little bit more of Justice Hill. And I know that Isaiah Likely is designated, like, they call him a tight end. He's drafted as a tight end. But if you really look at what he does, he's a slot receiver. And so they're giving the impression that they're jumbo, right? Because there's a fullback on the field, and there's two other tight ends on the field. But when you really watch what they do, it's like running out of 11, right? It's spreading people out. It's not really trying to bully them. And then you get some of the sprint plays and the things that we saw a couple years ago. It looked to me like they're returning to that. It might just throw the other team off because it's not really jumbo stuff when you look at, well, the fullback is really another blocking tight end and Likely is really a wide receiver.
Yeah, they've created, I mean, to be honest with you, they've created the version of always having an extra lineman on the field to catch. You know, so it's like, I mean, you have to ask yourself, do I play base? Do I play nickel? At all times. Like, and that's different in football today. Whereas, you know, we get in third down situations. I mean, people putting their, you know, base, I mean, their nickel on the field. They're like, I remember at times when, you know, we play against Pittsburgh, and I'm like, all right, who are we identifying the linebacker? And we're identifying Polamalu as the linebacker.
Yeah.
Because he's guarding me out of the backfield. And I'm like, all right, that's different. You know, I'm used to seeing backers. Whereas you can't put no safety on Pat Ricard. You just can't.
No.
I mean, it's a nightmare. So, I mean, teams are – that's why I said the Ravens are truly one of one, you know, and it's fun watching them, man. Like I really enjoy the game. Because you have to prepare for them so different, man. Like, and I think week in and week out, I think that's every coach's challenge. And it's not just with Baltimore. I mean, just call it respect. Respect is due. I mean, look at what we have this weekend. It's a unique challenge on the other side of the ball as well. You know, not the same as Baltimore's offense, but you look at a guy, I just got to give him, you know, the ultimate kudos. I mean, I love Josh Allen. I really do. I think, you know, you take Lamar and you put him in a category, you could do the same with Josh Allen.
No doubt. Hey, Ray, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for your time. We'll talk next week.
Yo, let's go. We need this one.
Thanks, brother.
If you're ready. It's going to be raining this week.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, get your raincoats out.
Get ready.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Ray. Inside Access. So Jason is back, as you've heard. When we come back, we'll get his observations from one winning drive next here on The Fan.
Inside Access.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports on demand. 105.7. The voice of the fan.
Big day at the castle. Harbaugh spoke. Lamar Jackson spoke. Jason Lockenforo was there. So, Jason, first time at the castle in a bit. Your impressions?
First of all, I was able to work the Odyssey app. And yes. While I was stuck at a long red light at Old Court and Falls.
I got to teach you how to get here.
You guys were talking about the interview with Doug Farrar, and I got to hear about half of it. And yes, it is in the. It's at 4 o'clock. If you go to the Odyssey app and you click on the 4 o'clock hour for this show. He was effusive in his praise. It was fun to be back out there, man. I really enjoyed it. Obviously, there was no practice to be seen by the time I got there, but you got to see the guys come off the field. It sure as hell looked like the team is ready for Ronnie Stanley to play left tackle. And to this point in the week, Ronnie Stanley's ready to play left tackle, but there's that caveat. And because of the sort of mitigating circumstances. This has been two surgeries, and we all know what's been going on. They're obviously going to take their cues from Ronnie Stanley. But as long as Ronnie Stanley doesn't say, I'm not feeling it, then there's no reason not to believe that he's going to play left tackle this week, and then we'll see where that goes. Yeah, I would say it was a really positive vibe all around. You know, Marcus Peters spoke, you know, his praise for Kyle Hamilton was pretty effusive. And it was interesting, though, when he was asked about what he told him. He said, I just said play fast, which kind of speaks to what I had been saying since I saw him in the summer. He seemed a little hesitant. He seemed a little tentative. He seemed not to trust his instincts, and he was kind of like, always on the periphery, but not necessarily right there. And it certainly seemed like Kyle Hamilton took that to heart, and less was more for him, and that's good. Yeah, I mean, Harbs was, it's still early, three games, but I asked him about, you know, them not just talking about Lamar being under center more, but it becoming a bigger and bigger piece of the offense, and they're all very enthused about that. Lamar, I asked Lamar about it and the matchups it presents, and he said, I love it. I love what it does to the linebackers. I love the way it opens up the offense. That's not going away. If anything, I think we're going to see more and more of that. Calais Campbell got to listen in a little bit while he was talking. People were asking him about how many reps he was playing, and he basically was like, look, I'm never going to tell him that I need to come off. I'm never going to raise my hand, but I understand in the master plan the need for them to be judicious about the reps. So I'm not going to fight it, but I'm not going to ask for it. But he understands at this stage of his career, and with this being a team that has goals on not just playing 17 games, but 20-some, that, you know, he understands and embraces that. And I know you guys played a little bit of my brief chat with Rashad Bateman, but and everybody, like, you can't talk to anybody about this offense. And I talked to a bunch of people, Justice Hill, Kevin Zeitler, Lamar Jackson, Rashad Bateman. They don't get more than a couple of sentences into an answer without a G-Row being sprinkled in. Like, he is the mad scientist right now. He is the master mathematician, making his 11 guys look like it's 12 or 13, and you're not sure who's doing what. And sort of like what we were just talking to Ray Rice about, he's sort of manipulating the line of scrimmage. He's manipulating what your numbers, what your analytics numbers will tell you they're doing versus what they're really doing, because Isaiah Likely is a joker, because Patrick Ricard is the biggest joker of them all, and it's kind of two or three positions in one, and they could be doing any one of them at any given time.
I want to ask you more about Lamar Jackson, and we've talked a lot this week comparing his first three games to 2019 when he was a unanimous MVP, and you asked him if this is the highest
level.
Well,
yeah, I'm like, you know, because there's obviously not a lot of flaws in his game right now. So, yeah, right. I think it might have been the last question before he the podium broke. And I just said, look, you're your own toughest critic. Have you ever played better football than this? Is this the best you've ever played? And he paused. I'd say it's a fairly pregnant pause, and we're kind of looking at each other, and he knows. Yeah. He knows, but he's a cool customer. So he's like, look, man, it's early. It's still early. It's three games.
Wait till you hear what
we got
Farrar
a ways
to
go. I heard some of it.
Yeah.
And it is other. I called him Shohei. I came in Monday and said he's Shohei Ohtani. He's the best quarterback in the league, and he's one of the best running backs in the league. Yeah. He's Shohei freaking Ohtani, and he has been paid.
Well, I don't know if you heard or got to this part of the Farrar interview, but there's DVOA, and then there's another analytic.
Yeah, I did hear where he talked about the Football Outsiders, and he's
the number one running back.
Yeah, I mean. It's, you don't, like I said, I mean, like, you guys played a little bit what I said to Bateman. I'm like, I'm 50 years old. I've never seen this. This doesn't exist in my brain other than in Madden.
I loved his answer. He's like, I watch the highlights every day so I can get better when, like, it's already helped me with my yak.
So, yeah, I mean, that there's a lot of excitement for good reason about what's going on there. And I think Lamar sees it. It was cool, too. Like, somebody asked him about, you know, I guess Josh Allen's like, he should be the highest paid player ever. And, you know, he was pretty cool. He dealt with that well. And he's like, I don't know, what do you want me to say to that, man? He's like, you know, thanks for the compliment. But he, and I hadn't seen him myself without pads on that close, like as close as I was to him today. And like the shoulders, the sort of the back of the neck, like it's
bigger.
It's significantly.
Yeah.
It's just Wednesday, but it's going to be the only time that Lamar Jackson, Marcus Peters meet with the media. What'd they have to say about the Bills?
Oh, look, everybody's tremendously complimentary. And Harb said something that I know we're going to hear. Bobby D said it briefly Monday. I know when we talk to him Friday, we'll hear a lot of it. Like, these teams are running very similar offenses. Like, a lot of the things the Bills are doing, they've kind of dipped into the Ravens and vice versa, because they both have these freak show quarterbacks that nobody else has. So there's a healthy respect for Josh Allen. You know, they understand. I mean, Peters said, you know, look, Diggs is one of the best in the game. We understand the challenge that he presents. And we'll have to see, you know, and man, thoughts and now that I'm back in the studio, the last break, I had to see some of what's going on in Florida, and it's absolutely horrific. And obviously there's going to be, on a far lesser note, some remnants of that coming through here this weekend. So I don't know how much of a factor that will be, one way or the other on game flow. But yeah, it's a lot of healthy mutual respect between the Bills and the Ravens.
Inside Access coming up next here on the program. Interesting lineup for the Orioles tonight as they play game three of a four-game series in Boston. We're going to take a look at it in the hot corner. Also, a bunch of moves made by the Orioles today. We'll get you caught up. Remember, we're taking them until 6, and then it's Baltimore baseball tonight. Bob Haney, Bill Ripken at 6 here on The Fan.
Inside Access. Inside Access to the Orioles. Brooks, Cal, Manny. It's the Hot Corner with Jason, Ken, 1057 The Fan. Sponsored by Home Life Roofing and Remodeling. Call Home Life Roofing and Remodeling today for your free estimate and to learn more about their $47.99 roof and gutters offer. Visit homeliferoofing.com or call 410-864-0178.
A lot to unpack here. Let's start with the moves they made today. They recalled Keegan Aiken from AAA, recalled Tyler Nevin from AAA, recalled Bo Sulser from AAA, optioned Joey Crable, optioned Jake Reed, and placed Ramon Urias on the 10-day injury list, essentially ending his season. Now let's get to the actually, not essentially, it does.
He's done.
Yeah, it's done less than 10 games left. Lineup. Ryan McKenna leads off in center field. Ryan Mountcastle batting second and first base. Anthony Santander is batting third in left field. Jesus Aguilar, the DH, batting fourth. Austin Hayes batting fifth in right field. Tyler Nevin is at third base batting sixth. Jorge Mateo batting seventh at shortstop. Taron Vavra batting eighth at second base. And Robinson Chirinos is the catcher batting ninth. One other thing to point out, as Brandon Hyde said, just days off for Cedric Mullins, Adley Rutschman, and Gunnar Henderson after some, quote, marathon games. And he did say a lot of nice things about Ramon Urias and the injury being unfortunate, and yeah, that he needed fresh arms in the bullpen.
Okay. I was hoping for bleeps and giggles that they would bleed in one of the young middle infielders, Westberg, Ortiz. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'd be Norby. He just got to AAA 2 weeks ago, although he's destroying AAA. But it doesn't look like we're going to see that. Obviously, we know what Nevin can do.
Well,
if Nevin's going to be here, though, then why is Aguilar here? And get him out and maybe put a young infielder,
sure,
in that spot.
I think if Vavra was still not able to go, then maybe you might have been forced to bring up one of those guys. But Vavra being at second base tonight kind of negates that, I guess.
But what I'm saying is, if the move is Nevin, that's a right-handed bat, correct?
Yeah, yes.
And he's a first baseman, third baseman. Mm-hmm. So why do you still need, like, I mean, I get it that Aguilar, you know, hit some home runs for the Brewers before, but like, why couldn't that be a spot?
Sure,
to get a little more creative
with. It could.
Right?
No, I hear you.
Or even a third catcher, so that you don't have to do the gymnastics he did Saturday night when Adley was, you know, when you're doing the double switch and Cedric's coming out because you're losing your DH and the pitcher spot showing. So I don't know that. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is Aguilar and Nevin to me on this roster right now is overkill.
It's redundant.
Yeah,
they're 3.5 games out, and you have
they're still in it,
and you have that C lineup there. Where,
well,
at Adley, I get you don't want to have him catch tonight because they have a day game tomorrow, but DH him and Gunnar and Cedric. But the other thing, and we talked about this with Nathan Ruiz, Why is Kyle Stowers not getting a chance?
He's hitting the ball. He clearly likes this ballpark. He's seeing the ball well right now. I don't get it.
It makes no sense.
I do not get it. I'm guessing Cedric's banged up more than we know.
Yeah.
He's been getting some rest periodically.
You have to defer to them on that because Cedric's been playing good ball and Cedric's been hitting home runs and Cedric's been having loud outs and I don't really get. I mean,
well, you do get the Cedric part.
I do get the Cedric part. But I'm saying I don't get like okay. What about Gunner?
And Adley just
there's seven games left.
Mm-hmm. Adley,
you let him hit against tougher lefties than this. I'm old enough to remember that a couple days ago.
Well, I think what Brandon's saying is you've had two back-to-back four-hour baseball games. I'm giving him a day off.
Gunnar Henderson's how old?
I get it.
He's 21.
He's also was going through a bit of a
shot out of a rocket.
I hear
Well, he went 0-16, and then I recall him walking three times and hitting a home run two days ago.
And what about all the Mountcastle was a part of that. Santander, Hayes, I mean,
right,
Mateo.
Right. You don't think one of them needs it more than Gunnar?
Yes.
I'm just saying it doesn't all add up to me.
I hear you. Yeah, I guess on the surface, I don't have a problem with giving Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson a day off.
Well, couldn't you space it around? Like this, we've known this schedule.
Give them one at a time.
The schedule came out in January, for God's sake. Or no, before that. Next year's schedule's already out.
Yeah, it came out the end of the year.
So like you've known forever, and now you're in this thing. So think a little ahead, and maybe I only do I space it out one guy a day instead of three at once. I don't know. Call me crazy. Right? Cedric, Gunnar, and Adley in the same day? Really? We need to go that extreme? It's a third of the better players.
That's fair.
Three of your six best hitters.
You could have spaced
against
it.
Rich
fair.
Hill. They all can't face this lefty. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get that part. Now, if you want to do Sed more than the other ones because of how much he's played and the position he plays, and he's how many bases has he stolen? How many bases has he attempted to steal? Right. So that's 50 odd times hurdling yourself into a base. I get it. But all three of them now because there's a day game tomorrow. I got news for you. There's no day games next Thursday. There's no freaking games.
Still, like I said, guys, I have no problem staggering it.
That's not this.
No, this seems
to happen twice a week.
I was about to say, this isn't the first time.
This is like every four or five days, every 3.5 days.
It's usually a Sunday.
Sundays.
3.5 to 5. But then now that they don't have two off days a week, like that's the other thing, too. I'm also old enough to remember 2 weeks ago where they were off on Monday. They played the god-awful Nats twice in a row. We're off on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And they had
That's 2 weeks ago.
And they had an off
Not
day.
Not even 2 weeks ago.
And they had an off day the prior Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So three off days in a week.
I just don't get that's three-sixths of the backs you can count on.
And we were talking about in real time that Sunday game where a lot of these guys were on the pine as well when they had those two off days upcoming. I definitely remember complaining about that on that Monday.
I mean, this is a different... This is go time now.
Dean Kramer on the bump. Well, we were excited about Bradish last night. It didn't work out.
Him.
Kramer, with a good outing tonight, get the ERA under 3.
Jeez, let's just... Look at you getting greedy.
Hey, he's at 3.07.
He's pitched well against these guys, and I believe that the Red Sox outing about a month ago was when he brought the sinker out, and he'd thrown the sinker 3 times all year and threw it 18 times against them, and then threw it 18 times against Toronto, and then threw it 18 times against these guys again. So I think he trusts his full repertoire. What I want to see more than anything else is the curveball. It's been such a plus pitch for him throughout his minor league career, and at times at the major league level. I hope he doesn't get cutter heavy tonight. I hope he sprinkles in enough curveballs because I do think that pitch could be a weapon for him against this lineup. And let's go out and catch the ball tonight, gents. Let's
that would be a nice plus.
Let's not boot it around.
It's been the Rougned Odor experience this week. Hopefully it, you know, comes to an end. But as far as
no Rougned Odor tonight.
Not in the lineup.
No. Yeah.
That's probably a good thing. With Kramer, he's one of those guys you want to see finish strong, right? And ever since he came off the IL back in June, he's been great. He's been that revelation that no one expected that he would be. And now he's firmly in the mix for a starting rotation spot going into next year. But if there's one thing about this series, two games in, expect the unexpected. There's 44 combined runs between these two teams through two games.
Hopefully not a four-hour game tonight.
I mean, it is what it is.
No, but I like maybe not another 13-9 game. Like, can we get like a 4-2?
Well, if it is a 13-9 game, hopefully more of their better hitters than not get multiple at-bats in it.
Yeah.
But that's to be determined.
Yeah. So, Orioles, remember, Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 6 o'clock. Bob Haney, Bill Ripken, they'll get you ready for some baseball. We'll come back at the text of the day. Find out if Jason got any food at the castle. We'll see how that worked out. It is a Wednesday. And get you ready for that Baltimore baseball tonight at 6 here on The Fan.
Inside Access with Jason Lockenfora and Ken Wyman. Your front row seat to all Baltimore sports. Inside Access with Jason Lockenfora and Ken Wyman. 105.7 The Fan.
Jason, so you were out there today enjoying your time at Wyoming Drive.
I'm enjoying that Rites of Spring right there.
I don't know,
Stoney.
What that means.
There you go. It's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut. Actually, this one I've heard enough. I kind of know it now.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing we play.
Well,
so yeah.
What is
that.
The worst thing we play?
I wouldn't know the name of it.
Right.
Yeah. But
you know it when you hear it.
Yes. I'll know it. I'll point to you the next time. Yeah.
Please do.
Were you able to partake of the media food that they give you on Wednesdays?
You know what? I did not even go in the building, and I may have violated rules. And ooh. I kind of at one point did think I would get yelled at because I hit some traffic on 695, so I got there right at 3:30. I dumped my car off. I walk right into Evan Washburn, who I haven't seen in a while. So we're talking, and he's like, yeah, you probably have to go, right? And I'm like, yeah, do I need to get a credential or something? He's like, nah, just run down, you know, like you do for training camp. Just run through that gate and go down, and the podium, everything's outside. So I do that, and then I get there, and I'm like looking at people.
Everybody else got
their thing around the neck, and I'm just like, oh, God. But I don't have time to go around the front to do it. And I'm not trying to put this. I love Evan Washburn. I'm not throwing shade at Evan Washburn.
Yeah, kind of are.
But no, but I just was like, what do you think I have to do? And he's like, nah. But then when I got there and I'm like, I'm the only person who's not employed by the Baltimore Ravens. Like the only other people who don't have this lanyard on work for the Baltimore Ravens, which I clearly do not.
Yeah.
And so I was waiting for someone to like say something, but they didn't.
Act like you belong, man. Fake it
till
you make it.
There you go.
You did a great
I guess that's
job
what
at
I
it.
Did.
You would think they'd
I
know
fought
who,
the law, you, and I won.
Nice.
You would think they'd know who you were right away, though.
Oh,
yeah.
I was not going to play that card. Those words will never come out of my mouth. I will never go full La Russa.
Yeah.
I'm a Hall of Famer. Well, I guess I'm not. Should I not say that since he's not doing great? I don't know.
Yeah, that's not
I'm
fair.
A Hall of Famer baseball guy.
Yeah. Well, he did say that when he got pulled over.
Yeah, he did.
It did happen.
He did the don't
But
you
all
know
in all,
a
good
am.
Experience, correct?
Yeah, it was great. I look forward to going back in what? So Stoney's next week. So I'm like a month
Stone's
away.
Next week, yeah.
And
oh boy.
Stone Phelps
oh
makes
boy.
His return.
Oh, man. Oh my. Are we sure? Are we going to skip me this time? Or are we
you
gonna
know what I think we should do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Would they let us? I think we send Stone Phelps in there with fried bologna sandwiches and see what people think of fried bologna sandwiches.
No, I just think we send Stone Phelps in there and have him ask the same questions again about the restaurant.
Have him go around and ask about Lamar's restaurant. See how they like
every
it the second
month,
time around.
Every month.
Once a month. Yeah. He's taking the pulse of the locker room about Lamar's restaurant.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Yeah.
Has he brought up a care package, anything?
Well, we will have to, though. We've got to give him some sort of an assignment.
Yes.
I feel like we haven't been fully deploying Stone Phelps as much as worthy.
How about this? Since you guys are watching It Follows next week, ask the players if they've seen It Follows.
Oh, please.
And they're pinging, why not?
I've not seen
Why
It
not?
Follows.
Everyone
How
has.
How about Weird Science?
They're all around my age.
You've seen It Follows, Stone?
I have not.
Have you seen Weird Science, Stone?
I have not.
No.
How did Stone Cold Facts go? Did he stop the band?
We did pretty well.
Well, I don't
actually.
Know about
we.
Ken's amazing.
Yeah.
Really?
I had one.
I can read Stone.
I had one where Ken went the other way, and I deferred to him, but then I vice versa screwed Ken.
What was
out of the point.
What was the most interesting thing we learned about the most interesting man in Baltimore?
There was a relationship question where it was like,
oh, I caught this.
A month, 10 months.
This is
a
the
year
one part of it I caught.
Months. Yeah, it was oddly specific.
But this was in high school.
Yes.
Yes.
That's how does that even count?
He doesn't date anymore. He just hangs out.
11th, 12th
grade. He just hangs out.
I had my driver's license. We went and did things.
I had my driver's license.
Like it's not like I had like. I had a job. Like, it's not like, you know, it was like.
You're a junior, though.
The most.
Does that count?
The most stone. I think that counts.
The most stone question was, how many states have I belonged to? And he said, like, one
been
summer.
To?
Yeah, or been to.
Yeah.
And his family rented an RV.
I nailed that one. I nailed that one.
How many was it?
It was 33. And I knew he
in one summer.
I deferred to him on that one. But I knew.
Yeah,
I even called it. I said, they loaded up the car and went around the country one day. Yeah, yeah. I felt that one.
Stone, would you classify yourself as relationship averse?
What do you mean by that?
Like you,
you're anti-relationship.
Oh no, I'm pro relationship.
You're pro relationship.
100%.
He's pro hangout.
No, I'm not talking about hangouts. I'm talking about a relationship.
I'm pro relationship, without a doubt.
But you haven't had a meaningful one since high school, and even that is dubious.
No, that's not true. I've had one in college.
Okay.
How long was that one? Is that the
It was a little shorter. It was like a year and like a year and a half.
Oh, a year. Well, I would say that counts more than the high school thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the cutoff of time though? A year and nine, like, that's so oddly specific. A year and 9 months.
Well, yeah,
it's
so kind of
like the,
I mean, it's kind of like the whole baby
thing. Well, like, when do the months?
Here's
end
the thing: when you're crossing off the dates,
23 years old.
When you're crossing off the dates on the calendar, like Stone does every day of the relationship, you know exactly how long.
Well,
the relationship
it was
is.
The longest one I've been in, so I had to specify. So I didn't say that.
You did what?
Both of them.
Specify
of them.
That it was a year and 9 months.
Was that picturesque? That's
picturesque. Yeah. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. I'm not sure. I think you are. I get relationship averse vibes from you.
Really? No, I'm definitely not that way at
I
all.
Think you... I'm not going to use the term that Barbalace used about
God.
You.
But
he was even worse, dude.
But
he brought up Deshaun Watson.
I think...
Wow, whoa.
I think
we'll
you...
We'll tell you during the break.
I get the sense that you're very comfortable being a man of the people.
Mystery.
A man of mystery and a man of the people. And it takes a very special discriminating young lady to crack that shell.
Hey, we can get into this. We can get into this a little later, but we need to get the text today.
Oh yeah.
Check 1-2. Check.
Contractually obligated. Just like our very own Kem Lyman, text of the day is driven by Oarsman Chevrolet of Baltimore. Oarsman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram of Dundalk, home of the Oarsman Promise lifetime vehicle coverage.
Today's text, hey guys, love that interview with Doug Farrar. Something to consider in terms of Lamar having a light bulb moment. He is still 2 years younger than Mahomes, 1 year younger than Allen, and still a few weeks younger than Burrow.
He's a year older than Kenny Pickett, who's a rookie.
He's what, like... How much older is he than Adley Rutschman?
Yeah.
Probably not
a whole lot. Yeah. He's 25. Adley's 24. If you haven't heard the Doug Farrar interview, definitely go on the Odyssey app. You can go right to 4 o'clock, listen to it. Every Ravens fan needs to hear what he had to say because it's pretty darn impressive what he's saying about one Lamar Jackson. But we got to go. You know what? Oh, what's on tomorrow's show?
We are loaded here.
We got Coach Loxley.
Jim Hunter is part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage. Aaron Taylor, we're going around college with him. Brian Baldinger. What is it called? Inside the Huddle
now?
Now
they're telling us to call it in the Huddle.
Jason's on it. Ryan Horvath, best bets with him. Charles Davis, he's on the call for
the Ravens.
And the Terps head coach, Mike Loxley, ahead of Michigan State. Jason, you probably missed with Tim Murray. Terps 9-point favorite Sunday. Wow.
Opened at 4, has gone up to 9.
Wow.
That's insane. Baltimore baseball tonight coming up next. Speaking of insane, it's Bob Haney, it's Bill Ripken, it's baseball insanity for the next hour, and it's right here on 105.7 The Fan. Just searching
for a world with some soul. Jason Lockenfora and Ken Wyman on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.